2.1
So, Sophie, I found a really interesting-looking job vacancy at a communications agency in central London.
Oh, that's great! Have you sent off your application?
Actually, you were so great at helping me work out what my skills were, I was wondering if you could give me some words of wisdom on writing a killer CV.
Of course. Okay, so the two most popular ways of organising a CV are a conventional chronological CV and a skills-based CV.
Okay.
So, obviously, both of them start with your name in large letters.
Oh, why large?
Oh, your name's got to be large so that the interviewer can easily find your CV hidden away in a pile of papers on their desk when they interview you.
Ah.
Then after that come your contact details, address, telephone number, email address and so on. Oh, and make sure it's a sensible email address. Your name at hotmail.com, for example.
Okay.
If you were going to include a personal statement, then it would go before this bit under your contact details. But they're a lot more common in skills-based CVs. So in a chronological CV, you'd start with an education section, mm-hmm. outlining your main academic qualifications, or most recent first, as well as the basics, university name, degree and graduation date. You can include coursework that's relevant to the job, academic honours or awards.
Then what?
Well, then you'd put your work experience next in chronological order, starting with the most recent, with dates, duties and the key skills you gained in each position.
What about my expedition in Argentina last year? Where would I put that?
Oh, well, after your education section and work experience in a traditional chronological CV, you'd have a section on activities and interests. I'd put it in there. But remember to focus on the skills relevant for the job that these activities and interests helped you to develop.
Right.
And then lastly, you can list additional skills such as languages, computer skills, clean driving licence and so on. It depends on the job, really, and who's applying.
What do you mean?
Well, just include the things that are relevant for the job. If you were a writer, for example, you might list your publications here. Whereas if you worked in computers, you'd have a specific section focusing on your computer skills.
I see. And then at the bottom I put my references.
Mm, exactly.
So what's the difference with a skills-based CV then?
Well, with a skills-based CV you'd start the same, but then it's quite different. Some people include a personal statement or career profile. It's just a couple of sentences that summarise your value to the employer. It's not a bad idea to write one, even if you decide not to use it, as just writing one will help you decide how you want to present yourself and what you want out of your career.
Good idea. I'll give it a go.
OK. Then after that, in a skills-based CV, you list your key skills. Basically, you decide what transferable skills the employer's looking for, and then you break these down into similar groups and provide evidence that you've got these skills.
So you mean when the job advertisement mentions that they are looking for somebody who's an excellent communicator and has great research skills, I should write the CV directly in reaction to that, with skills headings such as communication, research and so on?
Yes, that's it. This approach is quite effective as it focuses your CV towards a specific job and proves you've got all the skills thereafter. Then after that, you simply list your work experience details, education and professional qualifications, interests and lastly, your referees.
I quite like the sound of the skills-based CV, but I think the chronological CV seems easier to write.
Oh, it is. And remember, these are just two approaches. There aren't really any strict rules on what order to put your sections in, or even what you want to call these sections. As long as the essential information is there, it's up to you. It's your CV, and how you design and create it says something about you and reflects your character.
Thanks, I'm really inspired now.